My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right. So today we are going to talk about which channel we believe has the best ROI or return on investment. So this is a loaded question. Neil, what are your thoughts?
I surveyed over 200 businesses that generate over at least $1 million a year in revenue. And I asked them this question and we analyzed their stats. And I did this a few years ago and I've also done this recently as well. And if you had a guess, what do you think the number one channel that provides the ROI is, Eric?
Email.
SEO. Email, a lot of people are either paying for them or they're generating the emails through SEO or paid ads or some form of traffic, right? But SEO tends to be the highest converting or highest ROI channel because it's the gift that keeps giving even if you don't keep spending money on it, right? Like, well, with emails, you have to keep getting new ones. You have to keep scrubbing your list. While with SEO, once you start ranking, you may go up or down, but you can still keep getting traffic even if you stop for a while.
Yeah. I mean, so I was going to speak to, you know, what people are typically saying, but I'm pretty sure for you, it's SEO. I'm pretty sure for me, it's SEO. And, you know, we've talked about this in Clubhouse as well. Most people in Clubhouse are so used to social, and then they talk about the new hotness, but you know, at the end of the day, SEO, to Neil's point, if you're compounding this organic traffic over time, whatever you tend to publish ranks well because your site is strong. And then you take that traffic, you collect emails from it, but you can retarget that traffic as well. And you can also, you know, make use of things like customer data platforms to, and then combine it with like a enriching tool like Clearbit, enrich the IP addresses, dump it into sales enablement tools. I'm just saying there's a lot of complexities you can add on top of it to really bolster your marketing, right? You can drive people to a certain page, make lookalike audiences off of that, retarget that audience as well, right? So I just think that SEO is, it's an unfair advantage. And the people that keep saying it's dying, it's not true, because as long as people are looking for things in the world, there's going to be search, which means there's going to be SEO. Might be in a different form that we're used to in the future, but there will continue to be SEO. I think it's a bit kind of premature for people to say SEO is dying.
Yeah, it's definitely not dying. SEO does have one of the shittiest short-term ROIs, but that's because it takes a while to kick in. And that was the number one ROI channel for a traffic channel related to marketing. The overall number one channel from everything that we surveyed and interviewed was actually conversion rate optimization. So overall channel conversion rate optimization, but if you're looking at just traffic channel, it was SEO that was number one.
What about the people that want to debate with you and say that CRO is not a channel?
Exactly. And that's why we didn't mention CRO as number one, right? Most people look at CRO as maybe a strategy versus something that is a channel where you can get traffic from. But out of everything in marketing, we saw CRO gives the highest ROI, although people don't really care to spend time on it. It's just not sexy. And you need enough traffic for it to work. But the number one marketing channel that can drive traffic was by far SEO. But in the short run, it actually has a worse ROI from what we've seen.
Yeah. And by the way, SEO forces you to think like an investor, because a good investor thinks long-term. A short-term investor is like, oh my God, I'm not seeing a short-term ROI. I give up, which is why you see most marketers kind of dismiss SEO, because they have their mind is wired to think short-term. So you'd have an unfair advantage if you get SEO working for you. So before we go, text us 310-349-3785. Once again, it's 310-349-3785. And then Neil and I will hit you up if we have new stuff going on or we're looking for feedback on stuff. Maybe we'll ask you for topic ideas. It's been great for us, so you can be a part of our community. So that's it for today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.